We're going to look this evening in the book of Hebrews. We're going to read one verse in Hebrews chapter 11, and then we're going to refer to the passage of Scripture in Daniel chapter 6. And so we want to just consider the subject, the deliverance of faith. The deliverance of faith. So in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33, the Bible says, "Who through faith subdued kingdoms or conquered kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouths of lions." Let me read that again. "Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions." Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together, and we do thank you for this opportunity. And now, Lord, as we spend time with you, Lord, we pray that you'll help the youth. Bless them, and as they study and as they learn, that they'll find encouragement. Father, as we spend some time with you this evening, we do pray for those that's on our prayer list, and as was just mentioned, as well as those that are viewing, those that have needs, those that are watching. We know that there's folks that's watching not only in our communities, but also outside of our communities and in different parts of the world. So, Lord, we just pray that you'll meet needs as you know best. And so, Father, I pray that you'll help me tonight. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Stopped the mouths of lions. The title this evening is Deliverance of Faith. The story of Daniel in the lion's dens is one of the most dramatic incidents recorded in the Bible. And that's actually found in Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. And I'll give you a few moments to turn there. But it's a very dramatic time period. There's a lot of things that was taking place. There's a lot of challenges that was taking place, no different than during the times of the New Testament. And even today, there's a lot of challenges that is taking place. Now, one of the first times that I heard about this passage or this story in the Bible, this account, was when I was very young. And I remember back in the very early 70s, there was a salesman that came out and was buying or selling books. And a lot of them were Bible books. They were Bible stories. And I remember, I believe it was my uncle that actually bought me a set of small colored storybooks, and gives a different accounts of things in the Bible that are to help children. And the two that stand out the most, well, actually, I'm thinking of three, and one was the birth of Jesus, and then one was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And then I remember this as far as the account of Daniel in the lion's den. And when I was little, I would look through those books, and then we would have a family Bible laying on the coffee table, and I would sometimes look through the family Bible, and there was a picture that even comes to my mind now where it was, there was lions that was behind, and Daniel, it was a picture of what was shown to be Daniel, and the lions were just standing there behind him. and to give a representation of that he was safe. And so there's some things that stand out. Well, when you really stop and read Daniel chapter 6, this passage is more than what some would believe as to a child's story or a child's passage. But there's a lot here for us. And as time progresses, in the time period that we're living in, I believe that we're going to even see more challenges when it comes to our faith, and when it comes to the gospel, and when it comes to being saved. There are so many teachings out there. There are so many things that stand out as a belief system, when in reality, I believe it's just simply another one of the devil's lies. And so our faith is very important. And standing for our faith is very important. And that's what Daniel did. He stood for his faith. And so it took great faith during that time period. And it took a great faith which required strength from the Lord. Daniel had to have strength. He didn't have a whole lot of a support system that is known of today. You know, I was thinking about the missionary that came this past Sunday night, and the prayer support, the prayer lines that is out there that you can call and that you can give burdens to or requests to or things that's on your mind, and it's a support system. Well, we know that Daniel had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in his life, which was a support. But at this time period, then Daniel had some choices he had to make. And so it's a challenge for a person to stand firm during trials. It's a challenge. And so the passage of Scripture, the verse of Scripture that comes to my mind found in Proverbs 18:10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." So Daniel was safe even in the midst of this trial, or even in the midst of this challenge, in the midst of this decree that had been set forth. So there's three things that I want us to think about as we look at this passage and as I give just a few thoughts here tonight. And that is, I want us to see God's protection. I want us to see Daniel's faith as it is shown. And then I want us to see the present help in time of trouble. Because we know that God showed his protection. We know that Daniel expressed his faith. He lived by faith. And then we also saw help in the present time of trouble, because there was a lot of trouble that was getting ready to take place. In reality, if I could make a summary of what we're going to be talking about tonight, which is the deliverance of faith, in reality, Daniel simply showed trust in God. And that's why I believe that faith equals trust. Faith equals trust. Daniel knew the test were strong. The challenge, the decree, the announcement that was taking place was going to take strong faith, and the enemy was present. I don't want anybody to let your guard down when it comes to the enemy and what the enemy is trying to do. The enemy wants to destroy us. The enemy wants to discourage us. The enemy wants us to if you will, lay down our arms. And he does this in various ways. He does this as, in ways that sometimes we're not expecting. If you were going to war and if you were trying to defeat the enemy, then you're going to look for weaknesses. You're going to look for a weakness in the armor. You're going to look for a weakness to cause the defeat of that you're pursuing. Well, that's what Satan does. And Satan's going to kind of try to hit us at some of our weakest moments. And when things are, you've heard people say, and I talk to people, and they'll say, I don't know how much more I can take. It just seems like things just happen and it keeps going and going and going, and you think to yourself, I don't know how much more I can take. Well, we have to understand that we're going to sometimes be attacked at some of our most challenging times and even maybe some of our weakest moments. And so he knew the test would be great. Daniel knew the test would be great. And he would have to make a decision. He would have to make a decision as to what he was going to do. He also knew that he had to trust God. As I said before, faith and trust work hand in hand. He had to make that determination, I'm going to trust God no matter what. The decree that had taken place that... And we're going to read a little bit about that, but the decree that had taken place and the announcement that had taken place, he had to make a decision. And so his relationship with the Lord was strong. And we need to have a strong relationship as well. His fellowship was stable. So he had a strong relationship, and he had a stable fellowship. And I'm just going to kind of put it like this. He knew his faith was worth dying for. He knew his faith was worth dying for. He showed that his trust in God was a complete trust. Not a trust when everything's going well. Not a trust when everything is going bad. But the reason that this challenge took place to Daniel was because he showed a testimony. He showed in his life that he was going to trust the Lord. He was going to live the way that God would be pleased. And so he had a testimony, and it was because of his testimony that this decree even took place. So he had to show that he trusted God as a complete trust. And there's where we find the deliverance of faith. So I want to give you just a few things when it comes to faith. And the first thing I want to make mention here about this passage in Daniel chapter 6 is this. True faith will be tested. True faith will be tested. And it's going to be tested in all shapes and sizes. It's going to be tested in every way that it can be tested. You know, it's going to be tested and the thing about faith is a lot of times our faith is tested by people. Not necessarily events, but our faith will be tested by people. Those that are watching, those that are viewing, those that are in your life, and these individuals were in Daniel's life, and so they're the ones that forced the king or the ruler to make this decree. And so in reality, His faith wasn't necessarily challenged by the decree, although there was a decree that was made. His faith was challenged by people that was in his life. So true faith will be tested. Now, Daniel chapter 6, verse 3 says, "Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes because of his excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm." And when he was over the whole realm, they didn't like it. They didn't like what was taking place. They didn't like that he stood out. They didn't like that he was thought well of. They didn't like the fact that and we'll see here in just a few moments, they couldn't find anything that was against him, so they had to make up something. And so they didn't like what was taking place, and that's why I said that a lot of times our faith is put to the test because of people. And they didn't like what Daniel stood for. Daniel held a high office, and he was known because of his faith. Because of his faith. And so there was a determination in the life of Daniel. He was determined to live a life of faith, and he was determined to trust God. Verses 4 and 5 says, "Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom." Notice what it says. "But they could find none." In other words, they could find no fault. He carried himself well. And they couldn't find. The only thing that they found was that he was faithful, the Bible says. "For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him." So his testimony was sincere. His testimony was pure. His testimony stood out. And so now they're going to try to destroy his testimony. And that is one thing that I believe that Satan wants to do more than anything else, is destroy a believer's testimony. I believe that every believer has a fight on their hands, and that fight is to keep their testimony pure. That fight is to keep that testimony, because that testimony will be challenged. It'll be challenged in various ways. It'll be challenged in so many things. And even driving down the road, your faith and your testimony will be challenged. So many ways, so many fiery darts that will be shot to try to destroy a testimony. And so they began to look for ways. And verse 5 says, "And then these men, we shall not find any accusation against Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of God." So the only thing that they found was his faith and was his stand for God. And as I said before, Satan doesn't like that. And therefore tests will come. There are folks that find joy in causing others to stumble. They find joy. They want you to stumble. They want you to stumble. I had someone tell me one time, they said, "I don't mind seeing a Christian stumble because it makes them human." Well, we're human no matter what. And so that's not a reason. Yes, we have sin in our life, and we're going to have sin until we get to glory, and we're going to have challenges, and we're going to make mistakes, and we're going to have shortcomings, and we're going to make bad decisions and all those things. But the most important thing is that our faith stays pure, and that our faith is strong for the darts and for the arrows that try to defeat us. They wanted Daniel to fail. And it's no different today. Satan and even people want Christians to fail. They want Christians to fail. So what did they do? They attacked his faith. If Daniel would have been weak, if he would have been weak, his faith would have been weak. If he would have given in, and if he would have given up his worship of God, then he would have failed. Verse 7 says, all the presidents of the kingdoms and governors and the princes and counselors and captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make the firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. So they, in reality, in some senses, they set the king up. They set the king up. So here they are to try to get to Daniel. They go through someone who admired Daniel. See, the king admired Daniel because he made him over, a higher ruler, if you will. And so to get to Daniel, they went through someone else. Again, Satan looks for the weak spots. Satan looks for the weak spots. Satan looks for weaknesses that we may have in our armor, so therefore we must guard ourselves. We must guard. So Daniel knew that he would be watched. Daniel knew the reality. He knew the decree that was taking place. So now it's time that his faith is being tested. What would he do? What would he do? What would happen? It's almost like when young people, and I guess in a sense adults go through it too, but I think more of young people, there's going to be tests out there for our young people, and they'll say, well, it's not going to hurt one time. You know, it's okay for you to do this one time. You and I both, you know, we grew up at different time periods, but you and I both had those same challenges. I actually had people say that to me growing up. Well, and they kind of knew my stand because I was saved young, but they said, it's not going to hurt one time. What's it really going to hurt? That's some of the challenges. And so Daniel had to make a decision. And just for the sake of time, I'll kind of put it like this. When it comes to Daniel's faith, he didn't change who he was. He didn't change his convictions. And he didn't make excuses. And we know that that he prayed, and that the window was open. And I got to thinking about that. Was he the type of person that said, I'm gonna stand for the Lord no matter what, and I'm gonna raise my window where everybody can see in? But I believe that that it wasn't like that. I believe that it was more of the fact that he was just doing what he did every day. He was living that Christian life. Because if he only did it once in a while just so people could see, I don't think he would have had the same testimony that he had. And so therefore, when it comes to our Christian life, we need to be just as much of a Christian outside of church as we are in church. And we need to allow people to see who we are, not to stand out to be better, but to stand out just simply the fact that our faith is important to us. And so it's not to brag, or it's not to put ourselves up on a pedestal, because we're not, because the Bible talks about that we should not think of ourselves more highly than we ought to, because we're all saved by God's grace. And if it wasn't for His grace, then we would have nothing. But the point is, Daniel just continued to do what he was doing. Now, what he could have done is he could have closed the window and still prayed. But if had he had closed the window, he wouldn't have been doing what he did every day or every time that he prayed. If he closed the window in secret, then he was hiding, and he wouldn't have remained loyal. Daniel remained loyal. And so this group of people tried to put Daniel in their net, in their stronghold. And they knew that if he was going to fall, then it would be this time period. So if he would have given in and not prayed as they were talking about, then he would have failed when it come to his faith. But they also knew that if he was going to be just as strong as he was, a man of strong faith, then he was going to get destroyed. So either way, they thought they were going to win. But then God came in. Something else happened. They were waiting and they were watching. Verse 11 says, "Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before God." I believe that they had people staged to see if Daniel was going to do what he's always done. And they were watching. So in verses 16 and 17, the king had no choice because there was a decree based upon that time period. The decree was made. So now the king had to make a decision. Daniel had to make a decision about what he was going to do. Now the king had to make a decision. And so the king stood by his command. And so he commanded Daniel to be cast into the lion's dens. But I think it's important for us to see in verse 16 where it says, "Once Daniel got put in the lion's den, now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually will deliver thee." So Daniel was put into the lion's den, and so now point number two is faith in God, trust will always be what you need. Will always be what you need. Sometimes we have a hard time with this. But do you realize that God allowed His servant to be put in that den? God allowed it. And sometimes that's hard because nobody wants to suffer. Nobody wants to go through these challenges. It's hard. But He allowed this crisis in Daniel's life. What was his reaction? What was his reaction? His reaction was trust. His reaction was trust. Faith brings peace. Faith brings peace. Now, I often thought about this when I was studying this message tonight. And when the king says, "Now the king spake and said unto Daniel," and I just read to you that just a few moments ago. You know, when Daniel got put in the lion's den, he wasn't in the frame of mind of saying, "Why me?" He wasn't saying, "You can't do this to me." He wasn't saying, "Why and how come? And I can't believe this," in all these things that a person might say, but he just accepted what was put before him because his faith in God was strong. Daniel was more at rest in this situation and in this trial and in this situation that he was put before. He was more at rest than anywhere else he could be. The lions could not harm him unless God allowed it. Just like God allowed him to be put in the lion's den, the lions couldn't hurt him unless God allowed it. Unless God allowed it. Romans 8:28, the Bible says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." That verse and the understanding of that verse takes faith and trust. Takes faith and trust. Our heart should be, "Lord, I trust You. I trust You." And God protected him. And number three tonight, true faith brings deliverance. True faith brings deliverance. Verses 20 says, "And when he had come to the den, the king cried out with a lamentable voice unto Daniel, and the king spake unto it and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever." That's like Daniel saying, "I'm here. I'm here." And then he gave testimony, "My God hath sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocence was found in me, and also before thee, O king, I have done no hurt." Now here's the thing. Daniel's faith stood out, but it wasn't Daniel that stood out. It was God that stood out. Our faith should give God all the praise. Our faith in God, because Daniel gave testimony of God's deliverance. Daniel gave testimony of God's deliverance. God sent an angel to shut the mouths of the lions. He delivers. And I'll just make mention of this. He delivers us from sin, Hebrews 7:25. He delivers us from fear, Psalm 34:4. He delivers us from doubt, Matthew 14:31. He delivers us from anxiety, Philippians 4:6-7, and so much more. And then lastly tonight, true faith will glorify God. True faith will glorify God. And in verses 25 and following, the King Darius wrote unto all the people, nations, and languages that dwell in the earth, "Peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be ever unto the end." And he gives testimony of what God did. You see, true faith glorifies God, not ourselves. Glorifies God. Not ourselves. I think of Daniel, and I think of the testimony. And in Proverbs 16, verse 7, the Bible says, "When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him." And I think of those lions that God shut their mouths. Now, we know that if you know the story and if you know the passage of Scripture, the lions didn't go hungry. But the point is, there's deliverance by faith. There's deliverance by faith. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. And Lord, I pray that as we think about faith, we must also understand trust. So Father, as we have everyday challenges, as we have everyday things that come in our life, we know that Satan is trying to destroy, trying to conquer, trying to devour. So Father, help us to stand true, help us to stand firm, and help, Lord, that our faith is solely in you. And Lord, we thank you for this passage of Scripture and so many things that can be brought out. But Lord, we just simply wanted to see the faith that Daniel had in his life, that we too can have that same faith. We pray that you'll help us tonight, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.